I love
games.
I
haven't even met my friend here. We have to get introduced to
He's
robot.
Cute.
Hi.
What?
I'm Kibo. And I'm a social robot.
Kibo?
Kibo.
My name is Kibo.
Hey, Kibo.
What's your name?
Crosby.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Green.
That's so cool.
I also like purple, but green's my favorite.
Alrighty, let's get started.
Okay, this is Crosby, participant 7011. All right, why don't you pick a buzzer to hit for me to get started? Green, that's no surprise. Your favorite color. Okay.
I'm on Linux.
All right, you know your ABCs, of course.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me the letter,
a.
the picture?
A, apple. Wait, what we have at school, these letter cards where we do A, apple, A.
Oh,
we do
that's
that
pretty cool.
With our letter cards, but
yeah.
A, apple, apple.
And why don't you tell me another word that also starts with that letter?
Adam.
Adam? Good word.
B-boy.
I'm on Linux.
What was that? Oh my gosh, Kibo's being silly.
B-boy. I know, it says boy, so am I supposed to read it?
Can you think of another word that starts with B?
Baby.
Baby? Okay.
See? Cookies.
Is there another word that starts with C that you can think of?
Crosby.
Of course. How could you not?
D-duck.
What about another word that starts with D?
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Like the doo-doo bird. I like the doo-doo bird. Elephant.
What about another word?
Iguana.
Iguana? I think that starts with an I. Can you think of another word that starts with E? It does have an E sound, though.
Electric.
Nice. Good word.
Fish. F, fish.
Another word?
Friendly.
Good.
G, guitar. Why is there the same word?
You don't have to say it a second time. Just tell me another word that starts with that letter.
Okay. Giant pickle.
Do you like pickles?
Yes, I love pickles.
Yeah, me too.
H, house. Hair.
Head?
Hair.
Hair. Okay, well, hair grows on head.
I ice. Iguana.
There you go.
J juice. Jellyfish. K key. Cuckoo.
Cuckoo?
I just thinking of words. L leaf. Lollipop. M, monkey, mom. N, nose, gnat.
Gnat?
Yeah, like the bug. O, orange, octopus.
Good.
P, plate. Please. Q, quack. Ooh, Q's a hard one.
I know. end of the alphabet gets hard.
Ew, I can't think of a keyword.
It's okay, we can move on.
Yeah, it's hard to think of a keyword. R red rover.
Nice.
S spider.
Sid.
That's that girl right there. Her name is Sydney. T table. Tarantula.
Oh wow! It's like another spider.
U umbrella. I can't think of one.
That was hard.
Can you think of one?
I know, I'm trying to think of one right now.
You?
Yes,
I. I can't do it. V vacuum cleaner. Viola.
Oh, nice. Most people go for the violin.
W watch Wilson. That's
Wilson?
My brother. Wilson. Right there.
Uh-huh.
In the other Safety Town shirt. X. X-ray. I had an X-ray in my leg once. X-ray xylophone. It starts with an X, but it sounds like a Z.
Yeah, that's right. What happened to your leg?
When I was jumping on the trampoline, so I was stepping on my pajamas and my dad pulled it and I fell, and my leg twisted like that.
Oh.
I had the same thing happen to me, so I'm like reacting because I hurt my leg
and,
on a trampoline.
Yeah,
and then
I jumped on the trampoline the next day and it hurt again and then again.
Oh my gosh, you didn't stop?
No. It's hard.
Whoa. You know, I always want a trampoline and my mom always.
My neighbors have one.
Injured. And I know. Maybe I should be glad I never had a trampoline. How's it doing now though?
It's doing good.
What was it like getting an X-ray?
It was fun.
Fun? Oh my gosh.
There was a big machine going over my leg.
Whoa. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Why yogurt? Can it be a nonsense word?
Sure.
Wait, yo-yo, yo-yo,
oh,
yo-yo.
That's a good one. Can you yo-yo?
Yeah, I can yo-yo.
It's been a dream of mine for so long.
It's easy.
Zebra.
Oh, he's the hardest one.
Where would you see a zebra?
Africa?
Mm-hmm. Any place that you go to see one?
Zoo!
There you go!
Zoo!
Good job, why don't you press the buzzer?
You're doing an awesome job.
Alright, Jeeva thinks so too. Alright. You're smart, you know your numbers. So why don't you.
One.
Just, okay, and now you're gonna guess which the next number is.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay, so it's been pretty easy so far. We might trip you a little bit. What do you think is next?
16.
What? That's like 16 to you?
No!
What is that? What number
20.
Is that? Oh my gosh. Okay, what do you think is coming after this?
It's going to be 30, then 40, then 50, then 60, then 70, then 80, then 90, then 100. And it's 30.
We'll see.
Wait. Now it's 30 because you're counting by fives.
But what is this number?
25.
Okay, so.
30.
Okay, good.
35.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wait.
Now you were right. Now
wait.
You were right. Yep. I remember that
back
was your first
step. Backtrack. What's this number again?
Wait, 30. I thought it would be 35.
I know, that was
40.
A really good guess. Okay, wait, can you say it again?
40.
Okay, and what do you think's afterward?
45. 50, 51, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
Okay, now what do you think you're going to do?
110. 200, 300.
What?
500.
That doesn't even make any sense, honestly, but.
500,
1000. 1000, and what do we call that?
A million.
A million, maybe a little bit less.
1000.
Yes. There you go. Do you know how to do any addition?
Yes.
All right, why don't you read all these things out to me?
Okay.
Okay, just read all the numbers out.
7 plus 9 plus 7 equals 16.
Good job.
2.
Can you read them out for me?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job. Have you ever seen this sign before?
16 multiplied.
Oh wait, do you see a 1 here?
6 multiplied by 3 is 9.
Whoa, that's if you add them, but that's okay. This is a hard one. You'll get to multiplication later. In case you're curious, 18. Yep, see, I had to think about that. Okay, have you seen
12 divide 21 divided by 3. I don't know divided by.
It's okay.
I guess is
12. Do you remember how old you are?
7. 17.
It's just 7.
Oh,
the
wait.
The answer is 7.
It's just 7?
I know. You think it'd be more.
I'm like, I know, it's weird.
There you go. Good job. Why don't you hit a buzzer for me?
Great job.
Thanks, Chibo.
Ding dong.
Okay, so now we're gonna switch from the numbers and the letters to pictures.
Rock.
A rock. I know, I always think this kind of looks like a piece of meat. Isn't that funny?
It's a rock.
It's a rock, I know. I know, you're right. You're right. Okay, so I have 1 rock.
2 rocks.
This will stalk you. This is a weird word. There are a bunch of nonsense words here, okay? It's a yag.
What's a yag?
This, apparently.
Okay, what is it?
So, 1 yag.
2 yags. Saturn.
It does kind of look like Saturn. Good job. But we're going to call it a Kel.
Kel.
1 Kel.
2 Kels. Slide. 2 slides. Lamp, statue, sand.
Those all sound very plausible, but we're gonna call it a pipe.
Okay, pipe, 2 pipe.
Okay, so 1 pipe.
2 pipe. 1 purse, 2 purse.
Yeah, we're gonna call it a bag.
1 bag, 2 bag.
There you go.
What would you call them together? Would you say that, or would you say?
Purses.
Well, I know, but if you called it a bag,
bags.
There you go. Keep it up.
It's a purse. Wait, is that?
This is a weird one again.
Ramp. Ramp.
It does kind of curve up like a ramp. But we're going to call it a yawk.
A yar?
Yawk.
Yawk.
Yes, good job. Why 1 yawk.
2 yawks. 1 chewy donut.
Look, would you eat that?
Spiky donut.
Would you eat this?
No.
1 smide.
1 smide. 2 smide. 1 bell. 2 bell. 1 lamp.
It is a lamp, but we're going to call it a light, okay?
1 light. 2 light. 1 mug.
Yeah, it is a mug.
Cup.
Yeah, 1 cup.
2 cup.
This is another weird word, okay? You ready for this one?
Yeah.
1 brib.
1 brib?
Mm-hmm.
1 brib? 2 brib. 1 painting?
We call it a mip.
1 mip?
Mm-hmm.
turnip. One toy jellyfish.
This is my favorite silly word. One foo.
One foo.
I know.
Two foo. How long is this supposed to be?
It won't be much longer.
Okay. Peanut butter and jelly.
But for me, this sandwich. Is a snack. Okay? We're going to say one snack.
One snack, two snack. I eat them for dinner.
Oh, really?
One crib, two crib. One dustpan.
It does kind of look like that. We're going to call it a duck.
One duck.
One duck.
One dump. One dump. Two dump. One shoe. Two shoe.
Is that what you would call two of them? If you had
one shoe, two shoes.
Keep going.
Wait,
just like
I saw this. It's a color change ball. I saw it in the gift shop.
Whoa. One. That's what we should call it.
Color change ball.
But I guess we haven't seen it in the gift shop yet, so we're going to call it a stack.
It's a ball where you throw it up and it changes color.
That sounds awesome.
It's in the gift shop.
Can you say one scap?
One scat.
Scack.
Scack. One scack.
And then what would you call
two of them? Two scacks. One toy boat.
We're going to call this a ship.
One ship. Two ship.
Is that what you call two of them?
Two ships.
There you go. Mm. This one's all done. Why don't you hit a buzzer for us? Good job.
You're doing great.
All right, Kiva's gonna help us with this next one, okay?
Yeah.
So
Where'd you get the robot?
I don't know.
I want it.
We're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Okay.
Look at the picture.
Oh, show us the picture. It went away.
Show us the picture.
I know, it flashed there for a second.
Show it to us. Show it.
There we go.
Lying on a boat with a boy and fish.
What else do you see?
I see a hill and some tulips.
Nice.
And lily pads. And that's basically it. And
where
a boy.
Where are they going?
In a pond. Where are they going?
You tell me.
They're going right.
And where will that take them?
Warmer places.
Warmer places. So where are they coming from?
Colder places.
What are some cold places that you know?
Antarctica.
Whoa. They have lions there?
Wait, that's definitely not it.
Maybe they do though. Maybe they do.
South Africa?
What warm places could they be heading?
I don't know. What is that?
Guys, you remember when I said at the beginning that the more words you say, the better it helps us? So even if it's silly, just use your imagination and tell us some things, and that way we'll know a lot about
the sun.
The sun? Oh my god.
That's hot.
How are they going to survive the sun?
Oh yeah. All right.
maybe they have a superpower.
Africa?
Maybe they have a superpower that helps
maybe.
Them.
Maybe they're invincible. Invincible lion astronauts.
Is there a story about how they got their power?
Yeah. I'll make one up.
Yeah, tell me.
They got shot off Saturn, and when they landed on a dinosaur, they got sent down, and it was so hot they couldn't survive any heat.
Then they
hit and it made the volcanoes erupt because the heat traveled through the ground and made all the volcanoes above and the dinosaurs went kabooey.
Whoa. So how did they end up on the peaceful little scene here?
The T-Rex threw them away.
Whoa.
Before he died.
Are they friends or are they enemies?
They're friends. The boy met the lion who got shot off Saturn.
Whoa. I didn't know anyone lived there. Do you see anything funny about this picture?
The fish is upside down.
Why?
Because it's dead.
It's dead?
Yeah.
How did it die?
The meteor. I mean, the lion, of course.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Why is there a lion in the middle of the water? Why is he in such a tiny boat?
Sorry. Tell me. I have no idea.
Because that's all the boy had.
Sometimes you gotta make do.
I don't know.
All right. There are a couple more pictures we can look at. So, Tebo, why don't you show us the second picture?
Right. Okay. So, the story about this one is the boy wanted to go out and explore, but he couldn't because he was grounded. So he made a little mess and made it look like a jungle.
Have you ever been grounded before?
No.
Never?
No.
Wow. Can you tell me what you see in his room?
I see him dressed like it's about to jump outside into a pile of snow. And I see toy cars.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Paper airplane, books, sock, window, a hat, a scarf, a coat, pants, shoes.
Have you ever made a paper airplane before?
Yes, I love paper airplanes.
Can you tell me how you make them?
So, I know how to make a bunch of different types, but the first one I learned was the regular where you just fold in half, fold down, across, down, down. But I know a complicated one that looks like that.
Talk to me about it.
So, first, it's like a lot of triangle folds. So, you fold it in half, but then you fold, you do that fold again, but then you fold down, but make it like slanted, and then do the slanted fold on both sides again.
Whoa. Is that the fastest flying one?
It goes pretty fast.
And how far can it go?
It can go pretty far too. Probably from here to the skeleton there.
Whoa. Wait, the skeleton?
Up there.
Oh my gosh, I didn't see it. Wow. That's pretty far. How come there's no ceiling?
He's imagining it. And his imagination is floating out and it's gonna blow up. His
Whoa.
Brain's gonna explode.
Wow. What do you see outside? What is that?
It looks like trees.
Have you ever climbed a tree?
Yes, I love climbing trees.
Really?
I could climb that pole.
Really?
Yes.
You could just shimmy up there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're not going to try it.
Okay.
But it's cool to know that you...
Wait, that's the Jibo box.
Mm-hmm. That's where Jibo goes to sleep at night because Jibo has to rest just like the rest of us.
Okay, that's basically it. That's like all I see.
Are you sure?
A dresser. Books. Another sock sticking out of his dresser.
Nice. No one's ever seen that before. All right. Jibo, why don't you show us the next picture?
Is this the last picture?
Mm-hmm. In this game. Oh, there are two more in this game.
Octopus. It's my favorite part.
Really?
I like the octopus. Oh, there's a little science guy. Why is there a camera?
That's just so how we can see how you're interacting with the robot.
Ah.
It's like you're on the news.
Like, see a desk? And books? And a laboratory? And goggles? And a boy? And a book? And shoes? And pants? And a lab coat? I see bushy hair. Yeah, I love the octopus.
What is an octopus doing there?
It's reading.
Reading?
Yeah, look, he's holding a book.
How did it get to learn to read?
Octopuses are really smart.
Do they have a sea school?
Probably.
Probably.
You know, they might be teachers for the school of fish.
What type of fish do you think would be a good teacher?
I don't know.
You know, would it be a
turtle? A good teacher would be a grouper. Because Mr. Grouper from Bubble Guppies.
Wow. You know a lot about fish?
Yeah.
What other fish and animals are in the sea?
There is the Bangor fish. And there's sharks, dolphins, orcas, sardines, clownfish. I could tell you so many. It would take all day, though.
I'm all ears.
I forget the rest.
It's okay. There are a lot.
There's a lot of fish.
Definitely. Is there anything else you see in this picture?
A notepad. It's by the light bulb. And I also see the light bulb. And a mouse. And another mouse. And books and potions. See, look at that.
Nice.
I want this robot.
I know, she's pretty fun. All right, Jibo, why don't you show us the next picture, please?
What is this?
Bring the picture back, Jibo.
It's a circle.
That's right. There you go.
Okay, I see Thank a giant you. Radish. Mm-hmm. A snail, another snail, a fence, clouds, leaves, a tiny radish, hey, a girl, overalls, hair, eyes.
Where is she?
In a garden.
In a garden?
A giant garden.
Like in a city or in the country?
Probably. Wait, she's in the on planet Jabo. JJ. On planet JJ. It's full of giant fruits and veggies, and they're so big. And there's a cabbage as big as the earth.
Whoa. That sounds both cool and scary.
I know.
If you could make any food big, what would it be?
Giant pickle.
Oh, right. We heard that earlier. What else?
Leaves. I see leaves, a fence, clouds. I don't really know. There's a lot in this picture that are the same.
Yeah.
I see snails. That's what I see.
Have you ever had an encounter with a snail?
No. I've had an encounter with a slug, but not a snail.
What if on this planet JJ, the snails were as big as humans?
What if the snails were as big as a giant?
Yeah, what would you do?
I don't know.
Would you be friends with them, or would they be your enemies?
We would be giants. They'd be giant puppies.
Oh, so we would also increase in size?
Yeah.
But still the same proportion. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'd be okay with that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We've done a really awesome job with this game.
Can I press the orange button?
Of course.
No, wait, the blue one.
You're doing an awesome job.
I haven't done the blue one yet.
Okay.
Those buttons are funny.
Okay, so you seem to be a really good reader.
I'm really good at reading.
So we're going to read a few, okay?
Okay, what are we reading first?
This one.
Okay, it is a fact that some kids do not eat right. If kids don't eat healthy foods, they can get sick. To do your best, you must eat right. I want to help kids eat right. So I help. So I help start a green grade at school, like the grade at the warehouse. I asked my friends at school to help, and they said it. Yes, they were really excited.
You got this. There are just a few more. You're really good at reading.
Then I asked our teacher, Miss Blossom.
Why don't you try that one again?
Boons? I don't know.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, I'm gonna to help us. That is such a good idea. Those must, Miss Moss said, I would be happy to help. Miss Blossom ask our, I don't know.
Why don't you try to sound it out for me?
Perfect plan.
What is this? What are these two make sound?
In print, pin, cock, it, all, kibble.
Okay, this is
kind of has an F sound. So say it all together.
I don't know. Okay, can we just skip it? Some words are hard. If we could use a part of the playground to make a what does that say? Rusty green bed. Green garden to be bed to the plan cup said yes. Ask my grandfather to help us too. My grandfather said yes. Is there any experienced builders? And he made the bed, the rash bed for us in Heather Spring. Miss Blossom's help. Use plant seeds. Us plant seeds in cups in our classroom. We watch the seeds sprout there, the soil, and grow into seedling.
Good job, you're almost there. You can do it. Look, you've done more than halfway through.
Wait, what is Will doing over there?
He's looking at something until you're done. And once you finish reading that, you can be all done.
Okay. In May, it was time to plant the seedlings. We grow lots of vegetables. We had to share the plants had planted of plenty of water in the summer. We took turns coming to school to take care of them, the plants. By July, the garden was looking great. There were lots of veggies, and they tasted fresh. When school started again, there was plenty of vegetables, so all the helpers had fresh veggies for lunch. In the fall, we had a harvest. Planter party to celebrate the garden. It felt good to work hard on the garden and know that we helped change children eat healthy.
Good job.
Tired.
You made it through. Hit a buzzer and you're all done.
Can I eat all of them?